Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, September 4th, 2024, and we've got an exciting lineup of nonprofit news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
23 years after the September 11 attacks, the anniversary of 9/11 has become an inspiring symbol of unity in a deeply polarized America. 23 years after the September 11 attacks, 9/11 Day Nonprofit has turned the anniversary into the largest annual day of service in American history. More than 30 million Americans are expected to participate this year, volunteering, donating, or remembering the lost. 9/11 Day's meal packs for 9/11 Day will assemble over 8 million meals in 21 cities for those at risk of hunger. Corporate partners like Reliance, JP Morgan Chase, and Western Alliance Bank are supporting these efforts. 9/11 Day also provides free educational materials to teach students about unity and service. Join the movement at 911day.org to honor the victims, survivors, and first responders of 9/11. Leading 9/11 nonprofit calls on presidential candidates to suspend campaign rhetoric and activities in observance of the 23rd anniversary of the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. 9/11 Day, the nonprofit behind the September 11 National Day of Service and Remembrance, has requested presidential candidates like former President Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris to pause political activities on September 11th. This 9/11 campaign moratorium aims to promote unity and service on the anniversary of the 2001 attacks. Candidates are urged to engage in nonpartisan activities like volunteering and prayer instead of campaigning. The tradition, established in 2004, has received bipartisan support and honors the victims, first responders, and military members who served post 9/11. Responses from the campaigns are pending as the nation prepares to remember and pay tribute on this solemn day.
Kim Noriega's debut full-length book of poems, Naming the Roses, gathers radiance from the faintest light. Kim Noriega's debut full-length book of poems, Naming the Roses, has been released by Aim Higher, Inc. This collection, which follows her chapbook Name Me, features over 30 poems exploring the impact of addiction and abuse. The poems in Naming the Roses delve into themes of romance, violence, and resilience in the unapologetic voice of a woman. Noriega's work has been praised for its intense and brutal honesty, addressing topics such as male-on-female violence and family trauma. A portion of the proceeds from the book will support Kathy's Legacy Foundation, a nonprofit aiding children and pets affected by domestic violence in San Diego County. Critics have lauded Noriega's ability to blend beauty with stark reality, creating a collection that is both haunting and hopeful.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.